Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday. Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining me on the Monday Matters podcast. My name is Holly Cochran, as I'm sure you have already figured that out. If you were listening last week, I talked about cortisol, the stress hormone, and how it affects our body. And specifically, we were talking a little bit about the belly bulge that happens around our midsection when our hormones start to shift and we become a little bit more insulin resistant because of the heightened hormone of cortisol. So this week, instead of just leaving you hanging there with, yep, stress often will be the culprit for why we have weight gain around our midsection and why it's so difficult to lose that weight when we aren't able to completely reduce or eliminate or manage all of our stress, I didn't want to just leave you totally hanging on that note as if there was not a lot we could be doing other than reducing our stress. Because sometimes it's just not as easy as we would like to think it could be. So today's episode is on the foods that we should start to incorporate into our regular routine, and they're not hard. Like, I have, over the course of a couple of years, implemented almost all of them that are on the list into my day. And I'm hoping that that's making a difference. I hope that that's one of the reasons why I feel like I'm not totally losing the battle. It's still a battle, not gonna lie. But this change, this idea that we can eat foods to better serve us, is really the foundation of everything that I am doing. I really want to try to eat foods that better serve me for the majority of the time. So if I know I can find foods that support my hormones better, and I know that I can find foods that will help to lower my cortisol level and help me to become less insulin resistant, I want to find ways to incorporate those. I want to look for recipes. I want to add them to things I was already eating to increase the nutritional value. And it really isn't that dramatic of a change to my diet. It's not like anything really sort of way out there, like going gluten-free, which is also not that challenging when you really buy in. But let's say going gluten-free seems like a huge, huge task. Eating foods to lower your cortisol level and to help lose that belly fat isn't. It's really not. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. Ways to get these foods into your regular, everyday routine. So one of the number one foods that they talk about that we want to include when we're trying to reduce cortisol is our leafy greens. Okay, so leafy greens are rich in magnesium. And they also have vitamin C in them. Magnesium and vitamin C help to lower cortisol. So when you are eating leafy greens on a regular basis, and iceberg lettuce doesn't count, it's okay, but it doesn't have a lot of nutritional value. So if you say, I've had a salad, but you're using iceberg lettuce every day out of a bag, it's not as awesome. It's better than French fries from McDonald's, but it's not as awesome as maybe kale, spinach, Swiss chard. Those are a little bit more rich in nutrients, rich in magnesium, and so they're going to do a better job for you. Now, how do you fit those in? Well, if you're having a salad every day and you're using a bagged salad and it doesn't come with spinach in it, have a little bit of fresh spinach in your fridge and add it to the salad. You could get some of those frozen spinach balls. They're frozen little balls of spinach in a bag at the co-op, and you just add one of those into your smoothie. You can add spinach to almost any meal or casserole. Now, granted, I know there's going to be people out there that are not going to be able to do this because somebody in their family is going to see something green and freak out. So you might not be able to put it into like a stew or chili. We put it in our spaghetti sauce. We put it on top of our pizza. I put it in with my pasta the other night. Like I literally throw a little bit of spinach into almost anything we're cooking, but we aren't afraid of green things at my house, so it's okay. But if you need to make some of it separate and then just steam a little bit of spinach to put into yours, that's not too much extra work to fit it in. But try to see if you can find almost on a daily a spot where you can put a little bit of spinach or kale or Swiss chard into your day. Okay, another one that is really good at helping to keep cortisol levels in check is your fatty fish, like salmon, mackerel, sardines, tuna, things like that. Those omega-3 fatty acids are anti-inflammatory, so when you don't have as high inflammation, your body doesn't feel like it's under that level of stress, and that can help to lower your cortisol. I don't love the fish quality that we can get here, and I spend quite a bit of money making sure that I get some good quality fresh fish or fresh salmon and that is not farm-raised. But I don't eat it two or three times a week because we just don't want to spend the money doing that. But once a week, once every 2 weeks, for sure, we have a really nice piece of salmon. And we'll also do like tuna. Corey likes sardines. I can't get on board with the sardines. So I haven't, but him and the kids all will do sardines. But definitely, I figure out how to, a few times a month, have a really nice piece of salmon in my menu rotation. When I go out for dinner, I will sometimes order a nice piece of fish as well because they will do it up really nice and it's usually a little bit better. I had struggled for years on how to cook good quality fish and not overcook it and trust that it was cooked well enough. I think I had it in my head for the longest time that fish was like chicken and you never ate it undercooked, but I was forever overcooking my fish. And now that I have learned to just back off a little bit, I can make a much nicer piece of fish than I used to. So if I was to live somewhere else, I think I would have more fatty fish in my week if it was easier to access and we had better quality fish to access. And maybe someday I will. Another thing to add in, nuts and seeds. So not peanuts. That's not what we're talking about. So don't just go and buy some salted peanuts or some barbecue flavored peanuts and think that you're doing well by your hormones. It's not that. These are almonds, walnuts, chia seeds, that kind of stuff. Pumpkin seeds are another one. So almonds, I just eat almonds. Like I just have a handful of almonds every day. Chia seeds, I work those chia seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, and things like that into my homemade granola. So if you are on my email list, I would have emailed you a newsletter this morning. And in that newsletter, I'm including my granola recipe. I put a lot of these hormone balancing foods that help to reduce my cortisol into my granola. So it's all there. I got flaxseed in there. I got hemp, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds. I don't need very much of my granola. That with berries and either some yogurt or some oat milk is very filling, hits my fiber target, and also checks a lot of the boxes for these hormone balancing foods that I want to take in on a regular daily basis. So I make it into my granola. Some of these fattier nuts like the walnuts and the almonds, they also have been proven to help reduce anxiety. And it just all makes sense. The more you start to truly believe that everything is interconnected, when you are having anti-inflammatory foods in your diet and you are getting healthy fats and you're detoxing well by getting fiber and your body is functioning a little bit better, it doesn't take a lot to understand that anxiety is also going to be reduced. Anxiety is often a symptom of inflammation in the body. So when you increase your fiber and you detox well, you're going to lower your inflammation and lower your toxins and therefore lower anxiety. Eat your nuts and seeds. Okay. So berries. Now, berries are sometimes easy to get. Sometimes they cost your firstborn child at the co-op and they're moldy on the one half. So it's not as easy as, yes, just eat a ton of berries. But where I get mine in is we buy the organic blueberries from Costco. They're rich in vitamin C and antioxidants, and they counteract the like oxidative stress that is caused by cortisol. So when you are under stress, you're going to create heightened cortisol, and the berries help to take that stress, that oxidated stress, and help to reduce it because they're an antioxidant. Okay. Where I fit my berries in, also first thing in the morning, they're either going to go into my smoothie, those blueberries, or they're going to go on top of my granola. And if I'm not eating breakfast, if I'm going a little bit longer in the day, I have learned that I still want all the things that are in breakfast, whether I'm eating it at 8 a.m. or I'm fasting till noon. I still want all those things. So I have just started bringing breakfast for lunch. It wasn't serving me well to not have all of these things and to have the berries and the pumpkin seeds and the flax and the chia seeds and blah, blah, blah. I needed all of those things, or I wanted all of those things. And the berries go in that first meal. Blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, all high in vitamin C and antioxidants. Fermented foods. It took me a long time to get on board with the fermented foods, mostly because I realized my microbiome wasn't healthy enough to be able to truly appreciate the fermented foods, and they made me feel ill. But now that I have a way better digestive system, I understand and am honoring the value of the fermented food, and it's working just fine. So things like yogurt, kefir, I'm not on board with that. I've never bought it. Sauerkraut, kimchi, we've bought, but it was too spicy for me. These all provide probiotics to help the gut health. And if your gut is healthy, you will manage stress better. You will keep your cortisol level low. You will be able to digest your food better. You need to have a healthy gut in order to have low cortisol levels. You need to have a healthy gut in order to not have a big gut. If you are carrying around a big spare tire around the center, I promise you, you don't have a really healthy microbiome. You need to get some of that. You need to get that a little bit healthier and functioning better and digesting better and detoxing better. And that will help to reduce the amount of visceral fat that you keep around the midsection. So fermented foods, apple cider vinegar counts. You can just take a shot of that every day. We pickle like pickled carrots and pickled eggs and things like that, just so that I'm having something that is pickled or having some vinegar, something fermented. The other thing that I have lots of is sour cabbage. I'll buy sour cabbage, which is fermented, shred it in my food processor, and then I just saute it up. Like, honestly, last week what I did with it is we made rice and I had a little bit of deer sausage left. And so we cooked the deer sausage. I had rice, but I put sour cabbage that was shredded into the rice so that it helped to break down the carbohydrates in the rice and digest it a little bit easier and keep the glycemic index lower. And it tasted great. Like, it's kind of like a sour cabbage roll kind of thing. You would put cabbage and rice and meat together and roll it up and call it a cabbage roll. And so I just put it all in a bowl and called it supper. And it worked very nicely for digestion. So if you have some sour cabbage and you're not sure what, you don't feel like making cabbage rolls with the big leaves, throw it in your food processor. Shred it all up. I froze mine in bags because my kids don't really love that one. So that was just in my rice. We kept the other kids' rice separate without the sauerkraut in it. But I just put sour cabbage in with my rice and put some protein on top and called it a day. Whole grains, not talking about flour by any stretch. That's not going to lower your cortisol. Not even the brown flour, not even a whole wheat, not even a sourdough. But other grains like oats, quinoa, and brown rice, they're good sources of vitamin B, and that can help to metabolize the cortisol. So it helps to, I don't want to say soak it up, but it does help to break it down and metabolize it. So you do want to have some whole grains in your diet if you're highly stressed. You don't want to go completely keto when you are, suffering from heightened stress, because you need a little bit of those whole grains in order to metabolize the cortisol. My favorite, and the one that I never miss a day, is the dark chocolate. And it's not milk chocolate, which I also eat and enjoy, but I have stashes of hidden dark chocolate in my office. So stop in if you ever want a little piece. And I don't have very many in a day, but I have a little piece of dark chocolate for sure every day, at least 70% cocoa. It contains antioxidants that can help to manage stress and lower the cortisol levels. Okay. They've done enough studies now to know that the dark chocolate does help. But just like with the salmon and with the almonds and with pumpkin seeds, they all fit into the same category. If you eat too much of a good thing, it's not a good thing. Chocolate fits into that. It is a good thing, but you're not supposed to say chocolate's a good thing, so I'm going to have 3 chocolate bars today. That isn't good. You want to be very mindful of how many calories you are consuming when you are eating these healthy foods, because we can eat all whole foods diet with nothing but the best hormone balancing foods and all the rest of it. You can eat everything just the way it's, laid out and still not lose weight and possibly gain weight, because you're over in your daily calorie intake that you should be having. So just be mindful of that these foods are healthy for you. These foods help to manage your cortisol levels. These foods will help you to lower your belly fat, but they still are foods. They're still macros and they still come with calories. So if you are trying to lose weight, if you're trying to lose overall body fat and increase your muscle mass, then yes, you need to be eating, and what you eat matters, but how much you eat also matters. So just don't go hog wild with the higher fatty foods and just make an assumption that you can eat as much as you want because they're on this list. They're on this list because they help to serve you. They're not on this list because it's a free-for-all and you can have just as many as you want. Okay. In my newsletter, I included some recipes for you if you want to go and check your email and make sure that you are subscribing to my emails. I'm sending one out every Monday with the Monday Matters podcast. So everything that I'm talking about here, you can go back, read the email. The list of food is there that I've talked about today, as well as a salmon recipe and some granola. I hope I haven't made this too difficult. I hope you can see how easy it is to just incorporate a little bit at a time into what you're already eating, supplement it in, whatever the word is that you want to use. But each time you do, be mindful that they're increasing in your calories. I've had people who did a smoothie up, put it into MyFitnessPal a couple of years ago, and haven't really redone what that smoothie consists of, and they just keep entering it as one of their recipes. And then they started realizing that in the past couple of years, everything that they had put on that original template for the smoothie was there, and they'd added about 300 more calories and different things into the smoothie and hadn't accounted for it. So when you're out understanding how many calories you're eating with each meal or each snack or whatever, it does make it hard to be able to understand how much of this we should be eating, even though what it is might be very healthy and seem like it fits in perfectly with your overall plan. It doesn't fit in if it's making the making you put on weight because it's too high in calories. So you just got to be mindful that yes, these things are good for you, but how many calories are in these good things? Okay, I hope this is helpful. You can definitely do something to lower your cortisol levels before you have to be doing any kind of medication, before you have to be, you know, most people find that if they're not meditators and they're not going to be doing the deep breathing right away, if they're not quite ready to buy into some of those slowing down strategies, then just start changing a little bit of what's happening in the kitchen, and that can make a huge difference to how well your body can handle or manage the cortisol levels that it's dealing with. That if you are stronger and your army is stronger, then the fight is not as difficult. All right, have a fantastic day. Enjoy eating these healthy foods.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.